It was only days after Sean Jasper won the election for State House Speaker that Twitter had a new user, at Speaker Jasper. There was only one catch. The Twitter user, Speaker Jasper, wasn't the actual Speaker Jasper. This is a growing trend in politics. Friends or opponents of a political figure using website domain names or Twitter or Facebook profiles to weigh in on that political figure. Allie Morris reported on the phenomenon for the Concord Monitor, and she joins me now with more. Welcome.
Hi.
We don't know yet who's behind this Twitter account, do we?
No. So it's much harder to figure out who's behind Facebook pages or Twitter handles that crop up. But what we can find out is who's behind website domains. So Sean Jasper also alerted members of the House of Representatives that he had some other domains pop up, seanjasper.com, .net, .org, none of which were his. In this case, it was fellow Republican Representative J.R. Houle of Dunbarton. He had actually bought the domain names back in June, far before the speaker's election. But he's been buying these domain names for several years now. He sees it as a political investment, you know, either to protect his friends, get their domains, or to get some that he might want to control the messaging for.
And these lead where?
They lead, so in this specific case, they lead to a conservative blog, Granite Grok, that has some articles about Jasper not so friendly. And those have been leading there since August.
Now, maybe the most high-profile recent example of this was with former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg, whose lawyers were buying up these domain names that were critical of him, even to the degree of something like mikeistooshort.nyc. But we're really now at the point where members of New Hampshire's House and Senate may need to keep up on this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've seen it's coming down to the local level. It's really an important tool for politicians, public figures. We saw Jeb Bush today announced on Facebook, on Twitter, that he'll be looking into running for president. Maybe that may be a possibility. So they're really using it to connect with fans or constituents, and it's a really important tool in politics.
That can get kind of complicated, if not pricey. .net, .com, .org, .us, .everything.
Yeah. The domain names you really have to buy up with Facebook and Twitter. You know, it's free, so you can kind of get as many as you want, but it can be costly. JR said that he spent anywhere from 99 cents to $12.99 for each URL that he bought up.
Now, aside from politics, why might someone buy up a domain name and hang on to it, referring to a political candidate?
Yeah, well, I actually met someone in my reporting who's all the way down in Baltimore who's been buying up some domain names in the hopes of selling them, that, you know, he's buying up ones like kellyayotte2016.com in the hopes that, you know, she might be running, might be looking into that domain name. He might be able to make some money by selling it. So he actually got that idea from a friend who he says bought a Hillary for President Facebook page that got so big that people came after it seeking money. So, you know, that could be a business venture for some people.
And just feel bad for people who are so young that they can't yet set up a Twitter handle or a domain name. There's what's going to be left for them if they have an even slightly common name 5 or 10 years down the road.
I know, exactly. I've seen some articles where people actually register all the social media for their kids when they're born.
Wow.
So it could be a new strategy for future politicians.
Just in case, right?
Yeah.
Allie Morris of the Concord Monitor. Thanks so much.
Sure.